Look at a world map of coronavirus hotspots, and the United States once again stands out. The U.S. has effective vaccines as widely available as they are anywhere in the world, but again ranks among the countries with higher rates of new cases. The Delta variant of coronavirus is driving sharply higher caseloads in 85% of American counties. Here's the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Across the board, we are seeing increases in cases and hospitalizations in all age groups. Those at highest risk remain people who have not yet been vaccinated.
We will check in this morning on three states, starting with Louisiana, where an ICU nurse posted an appeal for people to get vaccinated in her state, where most residents have not done so. Felicia Croft works at the Willis Knighton Medical Center in Shreveport, and she's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What made you think you need to speak out?
Well, our hospital really asked us to do some video diaries. They've been great about asking us to just share our feelings and really express our feelings.
I can't explain the feeling of defeat when you do everything. You pour everything into a patient and it's not enough. And then to know that they could have gotten vaccinated and it could have made a difference.
I submitted that video diary after a really difficult day where, you know, we've had some people that have been close to my daughter and to her friends, and my kids are hurting for their friends, and that just made this day much harder and really made me just need to get some feelings out. And next thing I know, here we are.
I'm interested by this. I've had people I know, people I'm related to, who have not yet chosen to get vaccinated. Are you saying your 14-year-old daughter's friends had friends who were not vaccinated, end up in the hospital?
So we have had a lot of people that have been close to us that are not vaccinated. And yeah, some of them have ended up in the hospital and some of them not yet. And we're going to continue to pray that they don't. But yes.
Is the pattern in your hospital what has been reported elsewhere, that virtually everyone who shows up with a serious enough case of COVID to be hospitalized is unvaccinated?
The majority of our hospitalizations, in the ICU at least for sure, are not vaccinated. We'll have one or two that are vaccinated versus, you know, 10 or 12 that are not.
What did your daughter say about this situation?
So my daughter is scared, you know. She looks at us. We're a very close family. My daughter tells me everything, even the things I don't want to know. But she comes to me when her heart is hurting, and she is not a real emotional kid. But when she comes to me in tears and says, "Mom, we've got to pray for my friend's family," like, that's heart-wrenching. Just to know as a mom that my kid is hurting, but as a nurse to know that she's talking about people that may lose their parents.
What has the response been since you posted this video?
It has been pretty extraordinary. I know my mother-in-law sent me a text yesterday saying that the Louisiana Department of Health said that Louisiana is now getting vaccinated faster than they were in April, which is pretty incredible. I don't know if it's just people seeing someone that is local, that's on their level, versus seeing people that are, you know, in the government and unattainable, or they feel like they don't maybe know what's going on with them as a normal person. But it's just been incredible to see the change and people talking to me about their change in mindset and how they didn't know it was quite this serious, or they were ignorant until it's affected someone they loved. And I want people to see that this is real and that there's help before it hurts someone they love.
Are there people in the hospital who tell you they wish they'd gotten vaccinated?
More often than not, when they come in and they're admitted and they can't breathe and we're talking about ventilators, they're saying, "I wish I would have gotten the shot."
Felicia Croft, I want people to know you're taking your first vacation since the start of COVID here in Florida for a few days. In the couple seconds we have left, does it feel good to have a break?
It feels great because I've been a COVID ICU nurse the whole time. My husband is a firefighter paramedic, so we get hit on both sides, and it's just been so nice to kind of disconnect and just enjoy some time and focus on my family.
Well, good luck to you and be safe. Felicia Croft, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
She's a COVID ICU nurse in Shreveport, Louisiana.